Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I have been working on the ForbiddenDoctor.com website for some time. This is a collection of tons of information that is free for you to obtain. Either my podcasts on health or my recorded radio shows are there. Plus, you can search. There's three search bars on the homepage. There's a search bar for symptoms, there's a search bar for products, and there's a search bar for podcasts. All you do is just put in the subject. We probably have a podcast on it. This is many, many years in the making, and it has gone through an overhaul, and it's up, and it's ready to go. And I suggest you have something to write with, because I'm going to mention a couple of products talking about brain health as a continuation of what I talked about in the previous show here on the Good Day Health Show. And I want to talk a little bit more about the brain and the care and the health of the brain. Because that's what you are. You're not your heart. We can replace that. You're not your liver. You're not your kidneys. We can replace those things. We cannot replace the central nervous system of the body. And the central nervous system is your brain and your spinal cord. All the rest of the nervous system is something that we refer to as the peripheral nervous system. The nerves that come out of the spine and then just go to the various organs, muscles, joints, whatever else in the body outside of the spine itself is the peripheral. The central nervous system is inside the spine and it's inside the skull. And I want to talk about the health, particularly of the part that's inside the skull. And I've got a couple of products I'm going to mention to you that you can get at probably the best price you can find anywhere at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So you might want to have something to write as I get into this, but let me just cover some of the basics here. The previous show, I talked about the various lobes of the brain and how the brain is situated in the sense of interconnectedness of these lobes. This show, and that show is available at thegooddayhealthshow.com in reference to the show that I did last week. So in a continuation of that, I want to mention a couple ideas in the sense that unfortunately, care of the brain is not part of the common health paradigm in conventional or even alternative medicine. Usually, if you have a urological problem with your bladder or problems with the kidney or your urination, you're going to go to a urologist. If you have problems with the heart, you're going to go to a cardiologist. If you have problems with digestion, you may go see a gastroenterologist. The fact is that every one of these specialties of the body has connections to the brain. And unfortunately, the brain is often overlooked in the sense that we have so compartmentalized the body into all its various little parts with deep, deep specialization in each of those parts that we've kind of missed the interconnectedness that all these organs have with one another, especially central organs like the thyroid, or organs like the liver, organs like the kidney, that have an awful lot to do with the function of other parts of the body. But of course, the overarching main control ground central is the brain itself. And so when you go see a specialist, the brain's function in that particular organ specialty that you're checking out is often overlooked. Patients that present in my office with other issues often can either have a brain issue associated with it, or it's a brain issue in the first place. Because I've had people tell me, well, it's my thyroid. I just know it's my thyroid. How can you help me with my thyroid? Well, there's a lot of things we can do for your thyroid. The main thing is here in this clinic, we don't treat the thyroid. We feed the thyroid. And when we make sure that the thyroid is getting the proper nutrition it requires, it works just fine. As is the case with most organ dysfunction inside the human body, that dysfunction usually is brought about by one of two things. Either some kind of trauma affected the function of that organ, or malnutrition, which is usually what's going on. Because in our modern-day diets, we are so loaded with pesticides and herbicides, glyphosate, hormones, antibiotics that are a part of the food choices that we make, that our body's digestive processes are interrupted so that we can't even absorb the good stuff that's present to the degree that we need, or we're consuming foods that have been so overly processed, there's hardly any nutrition left in them. And for the average American, I believe, as long as their belly's full after they get through eating, then they feel like they have done what's necessary to keep their body alive. Well, in the sense of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, you can have some kind of an argument to that effect. But we eat proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, not so much for the protein, the carbohydrate, and the fat, which of course we do, but for the micronutrition that's locked up in the proteins in the sense of essential fatty acids or essential amino acids. In carbohydrates, there are no essential carbohydrates. There are essential protein or amino acids that are in proteins. There's essential fatty acids that are part of fats. There are no essential carbohydrates. But we eat them anyway because of the vegetables that are the carbohydrates that are coming hopefully from an organic source, from well-mineralized soil, is providing our bodies with the minerals that we need. And that's one of the reasons why we eat the food we eat, not so much to fill our belly, but to get that micronutrition. And when that micronutrition begins to be depleted, one of the organs that begins to suffer before we realize it's suffering is the brain itself. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I've been a part of the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show for, my goodness, I don't think I'm exaggerating to say we might be approaching two decades. Doug and I have been friends for a long, long time. He comes to Salt Lake City for me to take care of him about twice a year, as he does Dr. Ken in Florida. And he invited me to be a part of the show in to one degree or another a long, long time ago. And now he's likes me to open up the show and get things moving before he joins me, which he will do at the end here. But as I was saying, a patient will come in and say, you know, it's my thyroid. I got online. There's nothing wrong with getting online. And I started searching my symptoms. And there's nothing wrong with getting online and searching your symptoms. But sometimes the reports that you read do not go deep enough, or they don't consider the whole picture. And so I describe modern healthcare today as mostly from the neck down practice. Again, a cardiologist is going to do some tests on your heart. An endocrinologist is going to look at a hormone panel. But they don't always look at the brain and what the brain is doing. People, and another problem with that is that people often get in denial about having brain issues, so they don't seek attention. So in a few minutes here, I'm going to get into some of the little things that start to show up that indicate something might be going on with the brain. Now, I'm not saying you've got to run off to a brain doctor all of a sudden. There are a couple of things that I highly recommend, and I'm going to recommend here in a minute, that has the trace micronutrition your brain needs for good function. Again, available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But some people kind of, you know, and I'm talking about myself as much as anybody else, has this kind of a wait-and-see attitude about their brain. Or you might have a wait-and-see attitude about that new little tiny lump in your breast that wasn't there before. And I need to do a show on breast health one of these days and talk about the breast self-exam that ladies and men, mind you, because men get breast cancer too, not quite as often. But men do get breast cancer. In fact, breast cancer among men is increasing. But just how to do a self-exam that should be done at least once a month. And so sometimes, and I've had many female patients tell me this, you know, yeah, over here, well, when did you notice it? Mm-hmm. A few months ago. Is it getting bigger? I don't know. Why don't you know? Because I haven't touched it. See, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about when it comes to the brain. You begin to skip a beat, so to say, with something with the brain, memory or function or something else. And you kind of get the, well, let's just wait and see. Maybe it'll go away. And that is never the answer. And most of the conventional tests, once we've got to start looking more seriously at the brain, can reveal some issues, but it rarely does it give any solutions. And I commonly see patients in my practice that have a diagnosis of something going on with the brain, but rarely are they ever given anything that would really help it, other than some drugs that, of course, aren't going to heal anything. They just help to deal with the symptoms. So what happens when your brain begins to develop some issues? What are the things that you begin to notice? And some of the things I'm going to tell you, usually, I would say 2 or 3 decades ago, usually didn't show up till someone was in their late 60s or 70s or certainly by their 80s. And it doesn't mean it has to show up by the time somebody's in their 80s. But I'm seeing these things show up in young people in their 20s. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm perfectly serious. Due to the horrible, horrible food choices that people are making anymore, and the kinds of materials that are being put into our foods in order to achieve shelf life, these things are not easily washed out of the body, either through the colon or through the kidneys. These things have a tendency to hang around. And a lot of the stuff is fat-soluble, meaning that it's stored in the fat. And remember, the dry weight of the brain is more than 50% fat. I talked about that in the show last week. So when we're going to come up to a break here before too much longer, and when we get back from the break, I want to tell you what happens when your brain starts to have issues, little things that you're going to notice it. But then there's some things that you might not notice that other people begin to notice. And they kind of talk about among themselves, hey, did you notice Dad is, you know, did you notice that Mom is, you know, Anyway, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code DUG, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
To the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I mentioned that you should have something to write with because I'm going to give you a couple things here in a few minutes that will definitely help brain function. Long-term memory, short-term memory. But what happens when your brain begins to have issues? Well, one that really stands out, and I've noticed this in some younger people, is that learning new concepts is difficult. Learning new concepts can be difficult. Now, I don't mean suddenly, you know, you've never driven your whole life and then you decide you want to drive a car or you want to do something else. There may be something involved with a hobby. There may be something involved with community fairs, something in political things that you feel like, well, I'm a little older now and I've got a little bit more time. Let me get a little bit more involved in these things. And then you find out that, well, they're computer oriented. And, well, I know how to email, but it's really difficult for me to learn how to use Google. It's getting harder for me to figure out some of these computer programs. Now, it's not because the computer programs are difficult, because most of them are pretty user-friendly now. They're pretty simple once you've gone through them a few times. But if it begins to be difficult to grasp a new concept, that's an early sign. Also, people just lose their passion and their motivation. What's got into Dad? He doesn't want to do anything anymore. Every spring, we always get up, and as soon as the fishing season opens, we're up there on the lake before anybody else. And he doesn't even know where his fishing rod is. Things like that. They don't enjoy music anymore. Or hobbies, or even food like they used to enjoy. I don't know what's gotten in your mother, but you know that Italian restaurant that we try to get to at least once a month? She just doesn't enjoy it anymore. These are, and the examples I'm giving you are the examples I'm getting from my own patients. They start to have a balance issue. You watch them start to get up out of a chair, and they're a little slower getting out of that chair than they used to, and it's not muscle weakness. And they may not be aware that they're even doing this, but they're checking their balance as they stand up. There's a part of your brain that's very much in control of this. I was talking about it in the previous show, the cerebellum, that has an awful lot to do with up and down and crossover movements that the body would do. And by crossover, I mean if you were, you know, standing at the counter and there was something, and you're right-handed, and there was something in front of the counter that you wanted to grab with your right hand, but your left hand is closer to it. But still, you reach over with your right hand to get it, and all of a sudden, there's a moment interruption there. There's just a little hesitation. Well, where's that coming from? That kind of thing I'm talking about. And then some people just don't want to work anymore. They go for early retirement, or they were retired and they were doing something else, and they just don't want to work. They just want to sit around and rest and maybe start getting into TV way too much than they ever used to. And not so much reading. Reading requires concentration for the most part. Watching TV doesn't require any concentration. It's just images keep bouncing and changing every few seconds on the screen. And that's kind of mesmerizing. Math is another. They can't do simple math equations in their head like they used to do. I noticed this in my father. My father passed away a year ago at 96. And I noticed that whenever we would go out to dinner in the last few years, he could sit there and figure out exactly what the bill was going to be when it showed up, because he knew what people ordered and he paid attention to the costs. Now, I'll tell you an interesting thing about that as soon as we get back. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in Virginia say two people are dead after a shooting that followed a high school graduation.
Tragically, two of our life-threatening victims have passed away. We still have the same amount of 7 total gunshot wound victims.
It happened Tuesday near the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Several others were injured in the panic that followed, including a 9-year-old who was struck by a car. Authorities plan to seek murder charges against a 19-year-old suspect. One other person was taken into custody initially, but police don't believe they were directly involved. There continues to be many questions when it comes to the deaths of 12 horses at Churchill Downs since April. Necropsies on 3 of the horses have been completed, with results released Monday by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. There were no questionable pre-race issues or illegal drugs found that would point to a cause of death. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me. Your handy chains dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, as well as forbiddendoctor.com. So Dad would, you know, within a buck, he would know what it was going to be, and he had this crazy algorithm in his head as to how he would figure out a tip. And he would have this all done so when they laid down the check, if he was paying for dinner, which he sometimes would do, insisted doing it, I would pick up the check and I'd say, okay, how much? And he'd look at me, he'd go, $67.57. No lie, he'd be within a buck. Then I'd give it to him and he'd figure out his tip, which was never enough. My brother and I often joked about this after he and our mother would get up and leave the table, we'd lay another $10 bill down on the table. But the point I'm trying to make is the day came when he stopped doing that. And I asked him if he could guess it, and he almost acted like he didn't know what I was talking about. And then being a doctor who takes care of patients like this quite often in my clinic from a nutritional perspective, I recognized right away what was going on. Eventually it gets to the point, and this is the way my father was the last year of his life, and I know he was 95 at the time, going on to 96. They just give up. They just, you know, it's just kind of like, well, that's just kind of the way it is. And they don't say I give up. They just say, well, I don't care anymore. You know, this surrender to not being able to figure out what to do next.
Now, my father worked at NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C. He was the budget director for Advanced Manned Spaceflight. From the earliest missions with the Mercury missions and Carpenter, all the way up through Apollo 17. Brilliant man, physicist, could figure stuff out just by looking at it. Even in fields he was unassociated with or unfamiliar with. But there are the last few years, and I'm not faulting him, and I'm not faulting life or anything else, because he lived into his 90s. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because people are doing this in their 40s and 50s, and their brains are starving for absolute needed nutrition to keep that brain active. Now, some other things that can happen is they start getting lost when they're driving. Now, this is not a subtle sign. This is a major sign. And even with GPS that we have now. But, of course, older fellows like me, I'm 72, my wife will use GPS now to go to places she's been there 100 times. Not because she doesn't know how to get there. She just likes the way it shows where the traffic is and how many minutes are left in the trip. I mean, she's really detail-oriented about this stuff. Me, I don't do it. If I'm looking for something 25, 30 miles away, I'll go to Maps on my computer, look at it ahead of time. Oh, yeah, I know where that is. And then that's it. Now, when it gets to the point where I'm halfway there and I don't remember where I'm going, or what I saw on the computer screen, yes, then I know I have a problem. And I shouldn't laugh at this, because this is getting more common all the time. And besides getting lost, they prefer isolation to engaging friendships. But just some of my notes that I have here with some of my patients. They used to love bridge parties, or they used to love getting together and playing dominoes or cards or whatever, with different friends and different groups. And all of a sudden, they don't want to do it anymore. It's not because they're bored. It's not because they've suddenly developed a disliking for one of the people in the bridge party. There's something missing in the brain that connects that interrelationship with other human beings. Another sign. If they're goal-oriented, and they usually, making a quilt, doing something in the garden, some repair stuff around the house, something in community activity, or where they're usually, well, I've set this goal and I want to do this. Suddenly, the goal is meaningless. Or they don't finish it. I'll get around to it. I just, there's just other things going on right now. And like what? Well, it doesn't matter. I'll get to it when I can. People start getting on antidepressants because sometimes this lack of proper brain function is diagnosed as early depression or some form of depression, and they end up on an antidepressant. Let me say this as clearly as I can. Nobody has a Prozac deficiency. Nobody gets depressed because they don't have enough SSRIs floating through their bloodstream. And what the antidepressive medication, which is usually fluoride-based, just furthers the problems. But that's a subject for another show. Look at the increase in suicide rates. Part of the brain dysfunction that I'm talking about, the brain dysfunction processes here. The inhibitory area of the brain is one of the first areas affected by this. There's an area of the brain that puts on the brakes. There are people who know that if that didn't work, they'd be yelling and screaming at the slightest little provocation or irritation in a store or on the street or talking to somebody on the phone, and they can feel something welling up inside of them. And the inhibitory area says, slow down, slow down, take a deep breath, slow down, slow down, slow down. Now, that inhibitory area affects a lot of different things, not just anger, behavior. Which is why we see some of our older people suddenly exhibiting behavior that can be embarrassing, or things that they say suddenly become embarrassing. And this is one of the side effects of alcohol ingestion, is the inhibitory area is suppressed. So you have people in a bar that's had two or three too many drinks, and they start calling up people and telling them how much they love them. So, and that's happened to me. I've had a member of the family call me up once. And I knew they loved me, but boy, they had to go on with a verbal love affair, and I knew that they'd had too much to drink. Well, that's the inhibitory that's affected by that. But the inhibitory area can be affected by things other than alcohol, like a breakdown in normal brain function. And it's almost always micronutrition that is missing in the diet. Now, I'm going to tell you a word. It's called Bacopa. B-A-C-O-P-A, Bacopa. It's a very, very powerful herb in the sense of long-term memory. And anytime I'm dealing with a new patient or an existing patient who tells me, so-and-so is beginning to have some memory problems. Well, is it short-term? You know, do you have to repeat something three or four times before they get it? Or is it long-term? And when they tell me, no, they're not sure of their birth date. Oh, they're not sure of the town they were born in. Well, that's long-term memory in Bacopa. That's available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Under products, you just type in B-A-C-O-P-A, Bacopa. This is made by MediHerb. It's one of the finest concoctions of the Bacopa herb that exists on the planet. And that's the reason why I use MediHerb, available at ForbiddenDoctor.com if you think you might need something like that. It's interesting to me how, in all these indications that I've been relating to you, how they've been accelerating just since 2020. Not just over the last couple of decades or three decades I've been in practice, but just since 2020, these things are accelerating. And so what's the culprit? I keep talking about the brain not getting the micronutrition, but what's the body need that micronutrition for? What is going on in the brain that is beginning to lead to these particular deficiencies that I've described? And it's almost always neurotransmitters. There are some very powerful neurotransmitters. The four major ones are acetylcholine, serotonin, dopamine, and GABA, G-A-B-A. And I need to talk to you more about these. Maybe I can do that in the next show that we do, because that's where the breakdown begins to occur, because there's an interruption in either the body's ability to process and create these neurotransmitters or the effective reception in the brain of the effect of these neurotransmitters. It's like a neurotransmitter is like a baseball being pitched in a ball game. The pitcher is one nerve cell. The catcher is another nerve cell. And you notice the pitcher and the catcher don't touch. There's a gulf between them. And the neurotransmitter is that baseball. And the pitcher winds up and throws that baseball, and it ends up in the glove of the catcher. And unless the batter hits the ball, when that ball hits that glove, that's the end of that play. You know, unless somebody steals a base or something like that, then it's over with. And a new play begins. That's the way neurotransmitters work in the brain. Now, what happens with SSRIs, antidepressant drugs? It often will cause a flood of baseballs to be thrown to the catcher at one time. Instead of the pitcher throwing one ball, he's going to be throwing 20 balls. And the catcher's got to catch those 20 balls. You just keep that idea in your head, and I'll try to talk about that a little bit more in the next show that I do with on the Good Day Health Show. But why is there an interruption in the formation of these neurotransmitters? Most of the neurotransmitters are formed in the gut. About 85 to almost 90% of all the neurotransmitters your brain is going to use are manufactured in the gut. They're transported through the vagus nerve, through the blood supply, into the brain. Some of these neurotransmitters cross the blood-brain barrier. Some of them don't. Some of them work from an outside of the brain effect. But they're very, very important in the sense of normal brain function. So whether I am holding a box in my hand that I'm picking up off the shelf and lifting it up using my biceps, neurotransmitters, acetylcholine, is being used to trigger muscle contraction. Why doesn't the muscle continue to contract? Well, because my brain told it to relax. Well, the relaxation effect from my brain is because the neurotransmitters stop signaling the muscle contraction. In the brain, when you start thinking something deep or you have an emotional experience or a spiritual experience or an experience with love and compassion and forgiveness and understanding, the brain is flooded with these neurotransmitters to help you complete that emotional moment. But when they begin to break down, it's very difficult to continue to function as the human being you've always functioned as. There's another herb I want to tell you about, ginkgo. Ginkgo is wonderful for short-term memory. Bacopa is great for long-term memory, both of which are available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Before too much longer here, I'm going to be joining with Doug, and so the two of us can talk about, we'll change the subject a little bit and talk about something else for a bit. But when I get back in the next show, I think I want to go into a little bit more about these neurotransmitters, because this is a deep neurological science and stuff. This stuff is pretty easy to get through. So after the coming break, I'll be joining Doug here. All of our podcasts are at gooddayhealthshow.com. Mine are at forbiddendoctor.com. Stick around for Doug, and the two of us will wrap up this show.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The day, the winner and still champion is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here on the Good Day Health program. Dr. Jack brings us all kinds of important information that we pass along through the many channels of information sharing that we have here. Good Day Health brought to you in part by Calitrin, that makes you better. Lose the inches, lose the pounds. Get better rest. That's one of the reasons that I take it, actually. But the number one reason for taking it is because it supports you in keeping weight off of your body. There are a lot of things around. I was wondering, Jack, because you represent Standard Process at your clinic there in Salt Lake City. Jack is a Nurka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, so he's very familiar with all the things around that will help you lose weight and sustain yourself and that sort of thing. So what is there? Excuse me. I have to tell you. I'm going to digress here for a second.
There is a plume of smoke
that has come down
from Canada, and it is covering the Northeast, and it is so thick, it's in my studio, in my house, outside everywhere. It's not that I can barely breathe, but I can smell it. I can taste it, and this is from 450 miles away.
We had it about 3 weeks ago when the jet stream was dropping down over the Rockies.
This bad
thing. Oh yes, it was terrible.
Really?
You know, you look at the sun up in the sky,
eyes burning.
Red.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Jay asked me that whether over the last night the sunset was red. We had rain last night, so I couldn't tell whether it was or wasn't. I'm sitting here trying to focus and concentrate, and I'm thinking, what the heck's the matter with me? And then I remember that story about it, and I wonder what this does. Maybe we can digress a bit here to what this smoke, this acrid smoke, does to your body, to your lungs, especially.
Well, smoke is ash. Smoke is just extremely small particles of ash.
Wow.
So the same thing, you know, when you put out your campfire after you got through with your hamburgers and marshmallows, and you got all that gray ash there, that's just very big smoke. And when you have a campfire going on, the smoke mm-hmm. that's coming up out of the fire, because it doesn't have enough oxygen, so it can't burn hot enough to get rid of all the organic material, a lot of it is left unburned, and that's what's in the form of smoke. Now, when you have these wildfires that are going on,
They're so massive that they need massive amounts of oxygen, and they're not getting it. Yeah. So you have incomplete combustion.
Well, that's how they put them out. That's how they try to smother with water or whatever.
Yep.
That's how you put a fire. That's why they use water to smother the fly. That's like,
well, it does. It cuts off the oxygen. Right.
Right.
Water.
Astrology. Water signs and fire signs never mix very well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
What do you,
people who are Aries, Leos, Sagittarians do not work well with water signs like Scorpio. It's just, no.
Well, out here in the mountains where we're camping all the time, we've learned how to make a campfire that does not make smoke, that follows you around regardless of where you're standing around the fire. Well, the same thing is true with just natural fires that occur from... Mm-hmm. Either man-made fires or lightning or whatever else, they don't get enough oxygen. They're going to produce tremendous amounts of smoke.
Yes.
And because of the heat of the fire, that smoke goes way, way, way up, 40, 50, 60,000 feet, can even interfere with air traffic. And that stuff is going to go wherever the prevailing winds, especially the jet stream, will carry it right to you guys. Thank goodness it's not here anymore.
Thanks a lot. All right. There's a landmark peanut allergy skin patch that's around. I wonder what you think about all of this. It's been gone through three various trials combating peanut allergies in children under the age of four. Is this a good idea? What do you think is
there? Well, it addresses the immediacy of the allergic reaction, which in some children can be life threatening.
Yeah.
Our approach in the clinic is to find out why, and it's almost always because of the gut. And when we can heal the walls of the gut, which is not that difficult of a process using the GAPS process, GAPS, we can usually get rid of an awful lot of allergic reactions. The problem, the thing that causes an allergy is when you get a protein across the barrier in the gut into the bloodstream. The only thing that causes allergies is a protein in the bloodstream. But there's a big difference between food allergies and food sensitivities.
Yeah.
But with these little kids who still have developing immune responses, it can be overwhelming, even life-threatening in some of these cases. So for an immediate immediate emergency or something like that, that's fine. But long-term, it's going to hurt the immune system.
All right, there it is, the word from the man on high, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Very important part of Good Day Health here and 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.